Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Listen for reviews of your new favorite brews.
It's beer for breakfast.
It's beer for breakfast every Friday on Dave and Mahoney.
Let's do it.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
We have made it to another Friday. That means we are drinking with friends. And getting ready for the weekend, so I am very excited to be here with you. I'm glad that the beer made it to the show on time.
A little dramatic today. We had to get it delivered because Mahoney forgot the other beer, and whatever. It worked out. It's fine. Like you said, it's a Friday morning. We just have some beer with some friends. Kick off the weekend in style, and what better way to do that than enjoy, in my opinion at least, a delicious, hazy IPA. Wow. And that's what we have in front of us today.
You love IPAs. Audrey enjoys the hazy versions of the IPAs. And I really like the brewery where this beer came from. Stone Brewery out of Escondido, the San Diego area. I mean, one of the top West Coast producing IPAs, in my opinion. So when I saw that they had a hazy, which, again, apparently it's been around for a couple years now, like came out in 2021, but it's just kind of flown under my radar because when I think of Stone, I don't think of hazy.
Well, and Stone puts out a lot of beer too, right? So it's easy to miss something
and
along the way.
A lot of shelf space is picked up by a lot of their classics, but this one's been out for a couple years. So the fact that we are able to try this today, I'm very excited. The Stone Hazy IPA, this one comes in at 6.7% alcohol by volume. On the can, it said, IPAs were once considered an extreme style only for the hardcore beer nerds like us. Today, we're stoked to see IPA as the most popular style of craft beer in the world and quite proud of our role in getting it there. There's no denying juicy, hazy IPAs like this one have further fueled that popularity. And I would agree that the hazy IPAs have opened up the world of hops and IPAs to a whole new category of drinker.
We say it a lot on the show when we're talking about different IPAs, but there's like gateway IPAs. Mm-hmm. And if I were to just be asked point blank, like what is the best gateway IPA? If you're not traditionally a hophead or like really into craft beer, it's the hazy. It's definitely the entry point, I think, that's the easiest for a lot of people to get into it. And I think that's probably why you like it, Audrey.
Yeah, for sure. Because I need a little bit of citrus to kind of help push back a lot of the stink that comes with IPAs, a lot of the hops. So I'm very excited to be trying this beer this morning, Mahoney.
So got this delivered from our friends over there at Instacart. Had a great driver. He was very nice. Didn't judge me when he was dropping it off early in the morning.
8 a.m. to your workplace.
Also didn't judge you for your Rowdy Roddy Piper tracksuit with your gold chain hanging out of it.
Did not judge me for that.
It's a Friday vibe.
So I appreciate that. The five categories in which we rate every single beer here on Beer for Breakfast. Don't need a drum roll until the end.
Not yet. Sorry.
Our look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. Only paid $9.99. For the six pack.
$9.99 for a six pack?
That's
for a six pack
really
of 6.7.
In these times? My God.
Very reasonable. It was on sale though. So I did get it was $2 off, normally $11. But even still, through the app, it gave me $9.99.
$11.99. I mean, you're talking about $2 a beer? That's incredible.
Starting with the look, I mean, I love the feel of this beer when it comes to looking at the can, the artwork. Stone is one of those that have classic designs. They never, in my opinion, let me down when it comes to their art, how the cans look. It always looks like a beer I want to grab off of the shelf, or it looks like something that's just very, very classic.
So the Stone classic look is an evil demon head with huge horns, but this one's cute.
It's a gargoyle, Dave.
Okay.
It's a gargoyle.
It's cute.
Is that a gargoyle?
That's
a gargoyle.
That is a gargoyle. Okay. There's a gargoyle in almost all of their beers. Let me ask you this, Dave, though. So you've got the six-pack over there with you. Look at the bottom of that, because this is the one thing that kind of concerns me. Does that look like this has been opened and they taped it back shut?
That is definitely not factory. Yeah, this has been opened and taped back shut. In fact, not even like a really good tape job.
And that was Scotch tape?
It was.
Like packing tape.
Let me see.
So I don't know.
You're joking. Yeah. But like sometimes things get a little sog in the beer fridge.
Or I don't know if it was this is where we ordered it from, if it was in the delivery. I don't know. Also, just kind of sketch me out a little bit.
Honestly, though, if you're going to poison me, do it with beer.
But this beer is still very fresh. It was canned only about 4 weeks ago, so still very fresh.
I will say the room temperature beer, it's not quite room temperature, but it's not the right temperature. Like it should be colder. We went through some stuff today. We got beer. Let's just deal with it.
Moving on to the next category, which is the smell. You know, you just get that faint hops, a little bit of sweetness in there, some citrus. Not an overwhelming nose.
A little bit of pineapple. Really? I was going to say I get all fruit.
Well, yeah, it's a little stanky.
Yeah.
And it's like, got some fruit in there.
It almost smells like pear.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, let's move on to our favorite part.
A nice pear.
Beer for breakfast, which is the taste. Let's all take a big drink of the Stone Hazy.
Cheers, friends.
IPA. Cheers. Yes.
While you're drinking this, just know that Stone also is vegan. It says it right here on the thing.
All of their beers?
I guess so. Vegan beers.
No animals were harmed in the brewing of this beer?
I only like beers that harm animals.
No rabbits were harmed in the making of this hops.
Idiot. Dave, you know, okay, again, I will concede. This beer is not the optimal temperature.
Yeah, man.
Not even close.
I took a couple of swigs while you were talking earlier, and I had a visceral effect. I thought this tastes like whenever you're at a frat party, and it's like the warmest beer you've ever had, but it's like free.
It's like when they bring out the second keg, you know?
But it's free, so you don't care.
But it's been sitting in the corner the entire
Beggars
time.
Beggars can't be choosers,
whatever,
you know?
Whatever, man, I'm drinking it.
It wasn't sitting in a trash can full of ice, how we normally.
We only got so much ice, man. I didn't have enough for two trash cans.
What's so crazy about all of this is that it was delivered an hour ago, but the fridge is literally like I can see like it 10 from feet right away. Here.
That's a long walk, man.
It's far.
Well, you guys tell me what you're thinking so far with this slightly above temperature beer that we're drinking right now.
You know how like judges will say strike that from the record and the jury is just supposed to forget that it happened?
That's not their fault. This is our fault.
I'm trying to do that in my head with this. It's not the optimal temperature, but I will say I really, really, really like this beer.
Same.
I mean, it's 6.7%, which has enough punch to it.
Yeah.
It's not crazy over the top, but still, you have a few of these and you're going to be feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
It's smooth drinking. I mean, it's got a little bit of a hop bite on the backside, which I like, but it's not overwhelming. It also kind of has that hazy feel to it when you're actually drinking it. I don't know if that makes sense, but like some hazy IPAs are just, they say that name, but it doesn't taste that haziness where it's got that cloudy type of feel on the tongue. This one actually does. I think it's fantastic.
Audrey, your thoughts?
It's kind of hard for me, honestly, to get past the
temperature.
It is kind of bringing out some flavor notes, I think, that are not conducive to how it would be if it's cold. And I think that that's why there are temperature and optimal temperatures for beers. It's tasting a little bit more lagery to me, which is kind of bringing a little bit more of that hoppy in. And then I'm, at the back end, I'm trying to taste that haze. And I'm not getting as much haze as I think I would if it was colder. It's fine. I just wish I might take one of these home with me later, put in the fridge and try for a round two.
I don't know if it's going to be hoppier because it's warmer. I mean, obviously flavors open up a little bit more, because being super cold dulls flavors. Being a little bit warmer opens them up. That's usually why we drink stouts a little bit warmer than we traditionally drink, say, something like a lager, which we just want ice cold. But this being a Stone beer, which them being known for their hops.
They are.
I think this is just a hoppier.
Okay.
Hoppier hazy, in my opinion, overall. Mm-hmm. Chris, you are the newest member to our drinking crew. What do you think of this beer?
Well, I came in unprepared because I'm a little hungover this morning. So nothing was going to hit right off the bat.
Little hair of the dog.
A little hair of the dog. You know that I don't like IPAs. The smell was so aggressive when I opened the can that I thought right off the bat, there's no way I'm going to like this.
So we've set you up for success. You're hungover, drinking a warm beer that smells bad.
Good. The temperature, definitely, I agree with Audrey, is playing a role in how I'm perceiving the taste. But I can say this. This is probably one of the smoothest hazy IPAs I've ever had.
Interesting.
I would agree.
See, it's so funny because as I'm going back and for another sniff test before, like doing a sniff and then sniff and taste, The sniff tastes different than the taste.
It does.
That applies to everything.
The sniff tastes different. Like, I mean, like, the smell as I'm going in and then getting, like, you know, like how winos do it, right? Like, you're supposed to be getting the sniff into your mouth.
Right.
Does that make sense? I feel like I'm just sounding, like, dumb.
So it doesn't smell great, but you like it in your mouth.
Well, no, it smells better than it tastes.
It smells better than it tastes?
Yes, it smells
more. Oh, I'm the opposite way.
It smells more perfume. It smells more, it just smells more fragrant.
It smells more pineapple-y to me.
It smells more fruity.
It's more citrusy than it is.
And I was expecting that fruit.
I feel like the temperature plays a pretty significant role with, like, the fruit flavors in a beer.
With all of it, for sure.
Yeah.
For me, you know, I mean, the alcohol still very masked at this ABV and at this temperature, I would say. For me, I'm a big fan of this flavor. I think it's kind of the best of both worlds when it comes to hazy IPAs. It's not overly hazy. It's not so citrusy that, like, my problem with hazy IPAs is that it's like drinking orange juice in certain cases.
I love that.
And I do not get that from this particular beer. I would not say this is an entry level hazy IPA. I would say this is a very, very good.
This is an intermediate.
An intermediate, yeah.
Man, maybe my scale's a little skewed on that just because I'm such a...
You love the hops, and I love the hops too, but I think it's a very... Man, I think it's a very well-crafted beer. And no shock considering it's coming from Stone and they've never really made a bad beer. For me, the mouthfeel, it's almost medium-bodied, a little bit heavier, light to medium-bodied, you know, just touching that medium-bodied. I would say this is rich, this is smooth, and the drinkability for this...
It's like you, Mahoney.
Rich and medium-bodied. The drinkability for me, I think the price point plays a big part in this. $9.99 or $11.99, I still think that's a hell of a deal for
really
a six pack coming in at coming in at 6.7% alcohol by volume. So a six pack of this will kick you in the butt. The fact that it's available year round, the fact that it's going to be available all over the place because it's Stone and it's going to be easy to get.
And bonus points for a really cool design.
No
cool
kidding. Can. It's drinker friendly. Like, I really like how they have all of the information that you need to know from a drinker's perspective, the hops, the flavor notes that you could expect while drinking it, so that it's kind of like foolproof. You know exactly what you're getting whenever you're diving into it,
and
it's pretty on par.
If you want to get blackout at an Easter celebration, this is perfect for that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. This is,
and I do.
Yeah,
this is a great Easter beer, I will say.
But you can only black out for 3 days. That's the rule.
Oh, yeah.
It's a Binder weekend.
So for me, this is a buy. This is I'm very happy with this beer. Can I get a drum roll, please?
Here you go.
On Mahoney's Beer Scale Supremacy, I give the Stone Hazy IPA a 4.05 out of 5.
Strong.
That's a wrap.
Well, it's about time.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
At Dave and Mahoney.
They're everywhere.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram.
Listen anytime and on demand at Dave and Mahoney.com.